Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here's your weekly weather. So, on Sunday the 22nd will be thundery showers and a moderate breeze, highs to 19. Monday the 21st, Thursday and Friday will be light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 18. Tuesday will be light rain showers and a fresh breeze, highs of 17. Wednesday will be light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 18. And that's it. So stay in on Sunday and enjoy the rest of this week.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Southern Vectis is marking World Car Free Day on Sunday the 22nd of September by offering half-price travel in and around the city for those using mobile ticketing apps. The move is part of the operator's commitment to helping more people use sustainable transport on the Isle of Wight. More than 1,100 bras have won their way to remote African villages after an Isle of Wight fundraiser found a novel way of helping poverty-stricken communities. Sarah Tyrrell Jones, community fundraiser for breast cancer care on the Isle of Wight, had initially hoped to collect a handful of contributions but was astonished by the vast quantity received, with people from all over the country donating to the cause. Island primary school children taking part in a special targeted initiative have achieved a massive 15% improvement in their Key Stage 2 maths performance, provisional figures show. About half of the island's primary schools were involved in the project over a 4-term period, and now it is planned that the scheme will be rolled out to the remaining primary schools. Meanwhile, construction of the brand new Premier Inn Hotel in Sandown is progressing well, with work on schedule for spring 2020 opening. Project contractors Carter Lauren have successfully completed substructure work and steelworks for the new 100-bed hotel and cookhouse plus pub restaurant building on the Esplanade. Sight for White is running the short story writing competition again this year after the success of last year's, which produced some very high quality entries. This is the fourth year running the competition. Originally started 10 years ago by patrons RC Bridgestock, International Crime Writing Office. And finally, Cowes Enterprise College has announced a new exciting partnership with Chelsea FC Foundation on the launch of a new football college academy. The school, which is sponsored by Ormiston Academies Trust, will now be working closely with CFCF to open the academy for the 2020 and 21 season. That's it, I'm Jasper Haycott O'Toole.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here are some famous birthdays for this week. Okay, first up is Jason Derulo, who's 30. He's a pop singer. Stephen King, who's 72, who's a novelist. Liam Gallagher, who's 47, who's a rock singer. Bruce Springsteen, who's 69, who is also a rock singer. Julio Iglesias, who's 75, who's a world music singer. And Robert Irvine, who's 54, and he's a chef. And those are some famous birthdays. More next week.
Hey, this is Dylan, and I'll be talking to you about the Isle of Wight Zoo. From pocket-sized primates to powerful predators, the residents of Isle of Wight Zoo will charm and amaze you. The zoo is based on Sandown Beach, which is on the east coast of the island. Originally family-owned, it recently became a registered charity, the Wild Heart Trust, which is dedicated to realising its global ambitions to make a meaningful impact on the health of the natural world while actively improving the well-being of animals in human care. The Trust aims to promote the survival of endangered species through first-class educational and recreational experiences, exemplary animal management, conservation and research. The zoo is well known as a centre for rescued big cats. All have come to their forever homes at the zoo at different stages in their lives and from a variety of backgrounds. That's it from me. See you later.
Hello and welcome to James's favourite film. Today I will be reviewing Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6 is a scientific film set in the futuristic city of San Francisco, a combination of San Francisco and Tokyo. In San Francisco, teenage robotics expert Hiro Hamada finally manages to win a scholarship to a university where his brother also works. The university is beyond his wildest dreams, filled with technology of every kind. But when disaster strikes, Hiro needs to team up with his brother's friends and an inflatable healthcare robot called Baymax to save the day.
Hello, and this is Jasper's Word of the Week.
Jasper's Obscure Word of the Week.
This week's word is pervade, especially of a smell, spread through and be perceived in every part of, and be present and apparent throughout. This was Jasper's Word of the Week, and
goodbye.
This is Jasper
and Ophelia
with the
weekly events. On Sunday will be Autumn Plant Fair, Eddington Manor in Seaview.
And on Monday, exhibitions at Key Arts, Artists Room by Vijay Kelmins. Track exhibition at Moncton Arts and Coffee Lounge Ride. Crafty Artists exhibition at Quar Abbey near Ride. And Nonsense exhibition at Ventnor Central in Ventnor.
Tuesday will be Tea Dance from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. at the Isle of Wight Community Club in Cowes.
And on Wednesday, Capenaum film at Ventnor Film Society, High Street, Ventnor. IET Apollo Guidance Computer at the Bargeman's Rest in Newport.
And Thursday will be Games Night at Heroes in Newport, 6:30 till 10:30 p.m. Improver Ballroom and Latin Dance Class at the Riverside Centre, 8 p.m. till 9:30 p.m.
And finally, on Friday, Astronomy Presentation at the Observatory in Newchurch. This has been Jasper
and Ophelia.
The students of the 4Ps Short Breaks course have now concluded their business. We will return to normal programming now.